immigration policy has been of great concern across the country as well as locally. And a new proposal is being brought to the Washtenaw County Commission concerning just that. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is the county commissioner who's drafted a series of resolutions and policies dealing with the Washtenaw County immigrant community. And let's welcome Commissioner Conan Smith.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. What have you come up with?
So over the last several months, as you're well aware, we've seen an uptick in immigration actions across the county, and that has a real serious impact on our community. One out of every eight residents of Washtenaw is foreign-born, and so whether you're here as a documented worker or an undocumented resident, the sort of instability that has cropped up in the immigration space has been really destabilizing for families. So the county is working on a series of policies that we hope will present some greater clarity to our residents about how they can access community services, particularly those provided by the county. And we're going to provide some funding for community interventions to make sure that families are taken care of in this very unstable time.
Now, you indicated that these are important proposals or of highest priority. What does that mean?
When we think about the role of Washtenaw County in our community, our first and foremost priority is making sure that communities are secure and stable. We provide the community social safety net for most of the residents of the county, whether that's community development services, foster grandparent, public health, or the sheriff's department. So making sure that all the members of our community feel comfortable accessing those services is our number one priority. And right now we have a significant portion of our population who has been intimidated from taking advantage of those services. Now, that not only destabilizes families themselves, but it creates a public health and a public safety hazard. If you don't, for example, report a crime that you've witnessed to the sheriff's department for fear that that might initiate an immigration action, then all of us are put at greater risk. So the goal here is to make sure that the immigration policies that we have in place are clear, transparent, fair, but also supportive of that community so that we're all in a better, more prosperous place.
When you were putting this package of proposals together, did you hear actual stories? You just mentioned people felt intimidated. Did you hear actual stories of situations where people are fearful?
Absolutely. You know, I know my colleagues on the Board of Commissioners have all talked with individual families who have been impacted by this change in the immigration environment. And to be fair, it's not just under the Trump administration. Some of this was happening under the Obama administration as well. You may recall a very forceful attempt to create a path for citizenship in Congress and out of the president's office that was not successful. One of the ramifications there was an increase in immigration enforcement actions against those who are accused of serious crimes in our community. Right or wrong, those actions have a destabilizing effect. We have all heard individual stories. I don't want to tell you the names of individuals. I'm sure some of them are reported in the paper already who've been dealing with this. But I can tell you that I've talked to undocumented immigrants who are members of our community who are afraid to send their children to school. I've talked to individuals who are documented or were documented whose visa applications have been frozen, folks who worked, for example, for the University of Michigan, who found themselves in a place of complete instability, some of whom ended up moving back to their home countries, leaving their friends and their networks behind here in Washtenaw County, and leaving their jobs behind, which is really sad.
We're talking to Washtenaw County Commissioner Conan Smith about a new countywide immigration policy. Who helped you put this together?
I had the support not only of my colleagues on the Board of Commissioners and our incredible staff at Washtenaw County, but I personally met with more than 100 members of the community, from nonprofits to attorneys to family members of impacted communities and immigrants themselves. So it was a very broad set of inputs that went into this policy proposal.
So now you've come up with this immigration policy proposal, quite comprehensive from what I've seen so far. What would you say are the most important aspects of it?
So the first thing that we're really doing is codifying, which means putting into policy format, what is already a cultural norm within Washtenaw County of being supportive of its immigrant community. There are two main aspects of that. The first is that we're going to join the Welcoming America Coalition, which is a nationwide collection of communities who believe that immigrants are an important part of our community and play an important role in both our social and economic fabric. So we'll join that coalition, and we'll put some dollars behind providing better practical and policy solutions for our immigrant community. The second is a policy of non-solicitation of immigration status. Right now, when you come to receive a county service, by and large, we do not ask about your immigration status. That's been our practice for a long time, led in large part by Sheriff Jerry Clayton, who is the nation's foremost expert on law enforcement and immigration policy, at least from the values perspective of Washtenaw County. Jerry long ago established within the Sheriff's Department a set of policies and procedures that make their department more aware and welcoming to our immigrant community. What we're doing with the Washtenaw County policy is reflecting that work and expanding it across the entire footprint of the county so that when you come to receive a service, you know with confidence whether you will or will not be asked about your immigration status.
So the first step is to introduce this to the entire county commission. Do you think it'll be a lengthy process to get something adopted?
I do think there'll be pretty robust debate, not so much about the value set that drives the policy, but its specific language. And ultimately, this second part, which is an allocation of dollars from the county general fund to support the immigrant community. There is not consensus around how we should spend those dollars or what the priorities ought to be. There's not broad community consensus. So we're going to have some conversation and debate about the allocation of those dollars. I would expect that two major investments will come out of this work. The first being ensuring that there are emergency support services for families that are impacted by immigration actions. So imagine, for example, that you are in this country legally, or you are a citizen of this country, and your spouse is not and has been detained or deported by the federal government, and that person was your sole breadwinner for the family. Suddenly you're faced with utility bills, rent, the prospect of finding food for your family, and your security has been swept out from underneath you. We have a program already in place called Barrier Busters, which is dedicated to solving those kinds of problems with our nonprofit partners already in this community. We're going to provide some additional support targeted at the immigrant community as well.
So this is really just starting the process of putting an immigration policy in place for Washtenaw County.
I think so. It could take, you know, 2 to 4 weeks before we finalize it. But introducing the policy and getting into debate is step one.
Washtenaw County Commissioner Conan Smith, thanks so much for sharing the information with us here and our listeners on 89.1 WEMU. And please keep us up to date.
Always a pleasure, Lisa. You guys do a great job of keeping the community informed.